When I say jungle or coral reef, the first thing you think of is, okay, probably not medicine. But for three decades, a hunt's been underway on land and at sea for molecules that could help fight cancer. An important part of that hunt is about to wind down. But before it does, the world's Ari Daniel headed off to Maryland and the Pacific Island nation of Palau to check in with scientists who've been part of it.
You need chemicals to fight cancer, and chemists have spent decades making molecules they hope will fight everything from breast cancer to prostate cancer. But all the chemists in the world, they're no match for Mother Nature.
Mother Nature has been doing her chemistry for 3 billion years. Chemists have been doing chemistry for under 300.
David Newman heads up the Natural Products Branch at the National Cancer Institute in Frederick, Maryland, which means that for the last three decades,
I have been persuading molecules to come out from strange sources.
The reason for all this persuasion is that most organisms use chemistry to defend themselves against all kinds of threats, from the sun's radiation to parasites.
Mother Nature's been working for a very long time to make molecules that we couldn't have dreamed of.
Researcher Matthew Harris says it's often faster and easier to harvest the contents of nature's chemical treasure chest than to create complex cancer-fighting molecules from scratch, which is what sent marine scientist Pat Colin to locations across the tropical Pacific.
I'm going to have to back up here before we crash.
Colin positions his small boat near a tiny rock island in Palau. He runs the Coral Reef Research Foundation, an outfit contracted by the National Cancer Institute to gather marine samples from across the Pacific. Over the last two decades, his team has collected thousands of samples of things like soft corals, sea squirts, and marine worms.
You know, our ambition is to sample every species possible for drug discovery. We go wherever the human body can go.
Cullen's taken his body diving 500 feet down into the sea. He's wedged himself into narrow crevices, and he's grabbed a sponge that made him itch for a week. He and his team sample literally everything they can get their hands on. From the water, the samples are brought back to a local lab where they're shipped to the U.S. for processing. But that's not necessarily the end of the story for Palau and other host countries.
To me, it's kind of opened my eyes to the diversity of things in the water.
Emilio Basilios is a Palauan who works for the foundation. He tells people his job involves looking for medicine in the water. And Pat Colin says just having an inventory of what's in the water is really important in this part of the world.
We're cataloging habitats, providing in many cases the first knowledge of which organisms are occurring in those habitats.
He says knowing that potentially useful products could come from these natural areas can give countries an incentive to conserve them. Back in Maryland, an NCI technician uses a chisel to break apart a large frozen sponge from Palau. He then sends the chunks down the throat of a meat grinder, which pulverizes them into what feels like an icy flour.
Probably a little more like pastry crumbs. Except that I would not make a tart out of this.
David Newman says this powder will be processed and exposed to 60 different tumor cell lines. If researchers spot any promising anti-cancer activity, the NCI will patent the compound and license it to a private company. That firm then has a year to reach an agreement with the host country. Now, even with that vast treasure chest of natural compounds, finding something promising is rare. In 30 years of collecting, the hit rate's been less than 1 in 10,000. Researchers say it's worth all that effort to find things like Taxol and camptothecin, two cancer drugs that came from trees. Newman says these days, the most promising organisms are sponges and a group of colorful mollusks called nudibranchs. But exploring the rest of nature's chemical treasure chest will have to wait. Money for the project has gotten scarcer, so collecting from places like Palau is being put on hold. Working up the samples in the lab, however, researcher Matthew Harris says that's likely to continue for decades.
The job's never going to be done. The goal is to make a representation of all of nature that can be looked at for whatever investigation is going.
Investigations that ultimately go beyond cancer to a host of other diseases. One day, this frozen collection of pulverized organisms from the other side of the planet might just contain a chemical that saves someone's life. For The World, I'm Ari Daniel, Frederick, Maryland.
Ari's story was reported with help from the Solutions Journalism Network.